AM1400,
93.3 FM, and just seconds away from 9:30 on a Thursday morning. Opportunity for me to welcome in from Dungis Family of Autos, Brad Dungis. And Brad, first of all, thanks for coming in this morning. Always nice to see you.
Well, good morning, Charlie. It's great to see you, too. It is always good. Another Thursday morning's come around, and yeah, a little car talk.
There you go. And, you know, you and I talk about the history, the heritage of the dealership and the roots, 75, well, on their way to 76.
We're almost 76 now, yeah, aren't we? Yeah. April 1st, it'll be 76 years since my grandfather moved the family to Bartlesville and bought the local Ford agency. And it's been a great run. We're really proud of what we've been able to accomplish with all our great team members out there and all the support from the community. And, you know, just keep reinvesting, and it's a great time here in Bartlesville to be part of our lives.
Well, it is, and as we look at the changes in the automotive industry from 76 years ago, at the time, I'm trying to go back here, Henry Ford, not all that far back from that point of time, had said, you know, you can have any color car you want as long as it's black,
you know, and I know. Things change all the time, but it's still the same too. I mean, a lot of ways we're still horse trading. We're exchanging value and taking care of people's transportation needs. I mean, it is about getting from point A to point B, mm-hmm, and getting all the stuff you need over there, I guess.
Yeah,
that's, you know, what we've been in that business now for a long time. And, you know, cars have been such a great thing. You think back at the beginning, they weren't quite so common
now,
and the roads weren't great. And it was a real struggle in the late 1929 was the first dealership they had.
Yeah.
And we came to, I was in Tonkawa, and they made it through that period, the Depression period, in a little west of here in, mm-hmm, Oklahoma. Came to Bartlesville in 1941, and I guess the rest is history. So,
well, it is, but it's always nice to relive those stories, and you relive them daily on the walls of
We have some historic murals at the dealership. If you haven't seen those, come out to the Toyota dealership, which we just built a couple years ago. We've got some pictures of historic scenes of the dealership, and we love to tell those stories. It's one of those things about being a third generation family owned business and part of the community now for over 75 years, that, you know, we have a story to tell. I think, mm-hmm, it's the thing that makes us the most, you know, unique and different from doing business with other dealerships, because we all sell cars and we all change oil and do it and try to do a good job at it. But the truth is that, you know, these stories and, you know, our support for the American Legion, or that goes back to that first year my, mm-hmm, grandfather sponsored that baseball team, and, you know, so many other things in the community and the connections. That's a great thing about the car business, because we are intertwined in this. We're, mm-hmm, we're local people. We're part of a big corporation. We're franchisees of these big multinational companies. Ford,
right,
and Toyota are huge companies. But we're not Ford and Toyota. We're a local family-owned company. We have a franchise from those manufacturers.
Mm-hmm.
And every dealership does it a little bit differently. So it's one of those neat things about the car business that's a little different than a lot of other businesses. And, you know, we always talk about the change in the business. And so much, you know, I mentioned that it's still horse trading. Well, it is, but the horses have changed a lot.
They have changed
a lot. The processes have changed a lot. But still, all the elements are really there. It's one of those things where it changes, but it doesn't.
Yeah, but a horse trading, you know, I think of two people kind of either standing or sitting around somewhere close to that horse looking at it.
Yeah, looking at it.
And you say that one person has in mind more or less what they're willing to pay,
right,
and the other person says, well, I've fed this horse, or I've, taken care of this horse, paid the doctor bills. So two people with somewhat competing interests trying to meet in the middle.
That's right, looking for a win-win situation for,
yeah,
both of them, which is what all negotiation is about. And that's, you know, that's one thing, another thing that's, you know, kind of unique to the car business. It is a business model built around negotiation for the most part. And,
mm-hmm,
you know, in today's world, negotiation isn't maybe what it used to be. Typically, you know, back in the 70s and 80s, the information was really, the dealer had more information and really had more control over that situation. In today's world, though, with the transparency that we have in today's market, the value of vehicles is really more like a stock. And so, sometimes our ability to negotiate isn't really what it used to be, frankly.
Yeah.
I mean, we used to be able to you know, sell a car by discounting it because we could start higher and end up lower.
Mm-hmm.
But the truth is now, if we start price our cars too high, nobody's going to come look at them. We've got to have a great price right out the door. And we internet price virtually every vehicle we have, except for the super exclusive specialty vehicles that we only get one or two a year of.
And I haven't seen any Shelby GTs down on the lot in the last 6 weeks.
So. we sold the last one. There's one still there that's actually sold, but it hasn't been delivered because that happens but we do try to price everything, put a great price on it. You know, I hear all the time from customers about that. We had a Ford customer who and this is how customers work now. There's a large dealer in Nebraska that's known for their mountain of trucks, and some people may know them. But
if not, you can
probably Google the mountain of trucks, and you'll get a picture of it. Yeah. YouTube it. It is amazing, and they're one of the largest Ford dealers in the nation, and they'd been selling some cars to one of our local friends, and he checked us out versus them, and we had a better price than they do. We sell cars all the time to people all over the country. Mm-hmm. A lot of them used cars. It's true because used cars are somewhat...
There's more variability on the
that's
value.
That's a good way to put it. I mean, and they're more unique because each one is truly different, has a different history, a different story behind it. And so many of ours are great because we have... because local cars in Bartlesville... I mean, they're special, right?
And
they are cars.
Chances are you know the local history of that.
We know that. A lot of them don't have so many miles on them because we just, unless you're driving to Tulsa to work every day or something, if you are mostly driving around Bartlesville, you can have a relatively low-mile car for the age of the vehicle. A lot of people do maintain their vehicles pretty well. That's such an important thing to your trade value, and a lot of times people don't think about that as they're making those decisions, but maintaining your vehicle, keeping it clean, having the history available when you're trying to really sell your car on a trade situation to the next dealer or next person who's going to buy it, having all that lined up is really important. So.
Well, it is, but then it's still meeting that price point somewhere. This is how much either the bank says I can pay or what I'm willing to pay, and I like this car, but did you notice there's this little dent right over here?
That's a used car situation. Now, new cars, of course, there's a little less variability. You've got still great these days. Most dealers do an internet price. They do discount the vehicle off the bat, so there's a little less room there, and then the manufacturers have a little bit more control over how that's done too, because they're going to typically have rebates and other incentives, and we have to structure all that together to get you the best deal.
That's really changed how you sell cars because of all the manufacturer incentives, hasn't it?
Well, it has, and changed how we advertise cars because in a really transparent pricing world, I think it's kind of silly just to go out and run these big, huge discount ads that are kind of misleading, because anytime you do that, you're going to pick the one that has the biggest discount. And I mean, of course, you should. That's making it a good ad.
That's right.
But at the same time, if all of them are going to have similar discounts and they're all going to be discounted that way across the whole nation, across every dealer, I mean, what is the point? We really, the deal is going to come down to me and you sitting there, horse trading, right? I mean, and sitting there coming up with a win-win situation. You've probably done your homework. You know what you think is a fair price, and you can go out there. I mean, you've seen the ads for the companies that somehow, in their magic, shake it all up and can tell you the true price. They're all reasonably accurate. I mean, whether it's TrueCar, Edmunds, Kelley Blue Book, NADA, Black Book, they all have ways they collect their various information, whether it's for trade values or retail purchase prices. There's some of it's a little variable by region, because different regional vehicles have different packages, and then there's things within each manufacturer that vary.
A used car maybe that's driven, say, along the Gulf Coast in maybe a saltier water environment, a little bit more tendency for body problems.
That kind of stuff. We see now, one thing you need to look at if you're looking for a used car is watch for cars that are out in the market that are coming from the south of us in Texas and Louisiana with the Takata airbag recall. Some of those vehicles are starting to move north, and they're something you just need to look at a Carfax, or make sure that you know whether a vehicle you purchase has a recall. That's something that a lot of people don't understand, is it is illegal for us as dealers to sell a new vehicle with an outstanding recall on it.
Okay.
That's against the law. We mm-hmm. have to repair the recall. Used cars are not that is not the case. A lot of times we don't have the ability to complete the recall,
mm-hmm.
And so it's a complicated thing. But the law doesn't require it to be completed. We go to great lengths to complete it if it can be.
Well, Takata, with its problems, and I know it's been made public, there is such a backlog on some of those due to parts availability.
Right, and so they're doing the ones they consider the most at risk first, mm-hmm. and so there's some from different parts of the country that are still moving around that may or may not be safe to drive. So
yeah.
You just want to know that.
But then you still have some local variability through options that you offer for monthly seasonal discounts on a particular car. And then you add packages like Tires for Life, like some of the other things that you add as a local option for people.
Well, we do that. Yeah. And then we have all the different, the new vehicles come with certain warranties and obviously, they're a new vehicle, but mm-hmm. then they're certified vehicles. We've got the Toyota, Ford, and Lincoln certified, manufacturer certified vehicles. Mm-hmm. We've got our Q certified vehicles, and then what we call the Dungis wholesale vehicles, which are vehicles that don't meet the certification standards of the other programs, but are still quality vehicles that we've safety inspected and done the best we can to make sure they're good to go. But they're not going to come with any warranty. They're as is and really wholesale vehicles.
You've also been a local leader in I'll say transparency in pricing through your We Will Buy Your Car program.
Well, we think that's one of the really an important thing is for you to understand that the trade and your vehicle purchase and your financing and all that do go together. That mm-hmm. that's how the deal comes together, and so we're perfectly comfortable dealing with them separately. We obviously the combination of your new vehicle price and the trade are what come together and make it. But for a lot of people,
which has always been part of that horse trading agreement.
Well, that's right. And when you deal with them separately, you can really see how each one of them works. And mm-hmm. if you're dealing on a trade difference, which is fine too, it's really what you're going to get to the actual deal, the difference in the in value between what you're buying and what you're trading in.
Mm-hmm.
But when you do that and you don't look at it separately, sometimes you miss something in the trade value. So
right.
You want to look at that separately. We will give you a cash offer on any vehicle. Just bring it by or send us an email, give us a call, let us know what you've got. Obviously, if we can look it over, we can be a little bit give a little bit more for it if we take a real look at it.
Mm-hmm.
But we can do blind trade bids. We look at cars all over the country all the time, and really just as a service to people. And then we buy a lot of those vehicles too, mm-hmm. because we need them for our inventory, and we've got to keep turning them, and we're always looking for quality cars, so that's a great program that works both ways. There, it gives you the comfort of knowing that you're getting a fair price for your vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
We'll work with you and show you all the books and third party validation of that too. But and then you also have the ability to get the great car that. The next car for you, so it's somewhat easier than selling it on your own.
Right.
We try to help you with all the information and just help you bring it all together, so there's really no mystery left in it.
Well, and I think it simplifies that process of selling that car. And I think anybody's saying, well, I could probably get X dollars out of it, going to a neighbor or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you probably could, but is the neighbor ready to buy today? So you're ready to buy whenever that car is available.
Well, and we have ability to help the person buying it finance the vehicle. Mm-hmm. Plus, we're going to go through and do the safety inspection, make sure all the maintenance is done on the vehicle, do all the other stuff that the purchaser of the vehicle is likely going to want. So it may seem like maybe you're not getting as much, but a lot of times, actually, you're going to get more in the mm-hmm. long run because we're going to do that service for you that you're not going to have to do for the next purchaser, or somehow that's going to come into the negotiation.
Well,
because if it needs tires, it just needs tires. There's just no way to get around that. And
then you offer the low price tire guarantee because you have relationships with the manufacturer through Toyota, through Ford Lincoln that frequently gives you the best price for tires around there.
Well, that's something that's kind of new in our industry in the last few years. We've always had tires at the car dealership, but we weren't really that big in the retail tire business. And, you know, truthfully, it's an area where we lost a lot of customers to the retail tire business. And, you know, when we weren't focused on changing oil on the retail tire business, that the car dealerships mostly did warranty work. And, you know, that was how it worked for a long time. But we obviously focus on your maintenance, on what you need on your vehicle. And for most people, that's what they need most are oil changes, filters, windshield wipers, tires, brakes, batteries, stuff like that. We work really hard to make all those things a great value. You know, that's really something that we believe in. We have menu pricing on everything like that. While we have, we have the most trained techs probably in this area of the state as far as the total number of ASE certified techs and master certified Ford and Toyota techs. But at the same time, you know, we know we can't, you know, you can't charge, you know, those kind of rates that those guys demand when you need that guy to work on your engine or to a serious problem on your vehicle. We've got to have the great pricing that you want and expect in order to maintain your vehicle. So we're always looking for that value point, trying to drive value down. And, you know, so tires are just a great example of that. And we do have virtually every brand. We have a great number of them in stock. The vehicles we see the most, we have tires for those all the time. And we do have programs where we match or meet or beat the anybody's price on tires. And we hear from people all the time that we beat them. They check us and we're the lowest price out the bat. And it's you know, that's just typical.
Frequently you'll bring in members of the staff of the dealership, somebody from the service department, Ford sales, Lincoln sales, Toyota sales, or maybe somebody from the service department, one of the service writers. Do the people at your dealership make a difference?
Well, you know the answer to that one, Charlie. Of course. And, you know, and that's something that, you know, after all these years, you know, we talked about it earlier in the show, 75 years, and all the great people part of the team through the decades that have worked there. But, you know, our team every day, they're the ones that take care of people. And, you know, we have a team of about 70 people across all the stores that they range, you know, in tenure. Some people just started. Some people have been there 40-plus years. It's a team. We deal with people all the time. We do with lots of people. And, you know, it is a team thing. And our people are the ones that make the difference. And they really do care. And we work really hard to have the best team we can. To be ready to take care of you when you need us.
Frequently, you didn't come in armed with pricing information on specific models this time, but frequently one of the manufacturers will be running a special promotion, Truck Month, special sales on Tundra and that sort of thing. Really, many of the manufacturers' programs drive what your emphasis is on any given month.
Well, sure. I mean, they're going to have an emphasis, and they're going to do a lot of it through their advertising and their incentives, rebates and things. And, you know, that we are always at their mercy, so to speak, in that. And because we don't know what's going to happen next month until they announce it. At the end of one program, that night they switch over, and once it ends at 9 o'clock. Then we get the new program the next at 9:01, and it rolls out over the next few days usually, and then they start changing it too during the month, so it's kind of complicated, and it also, you know, so it's. It's on every vehicle. It's a little different, and they tweak it as far as interest rates and lease rates and residuals and rebates. And term of loan and all the variables, and then they try to come up with a marketing package that they think will help them sell the most cars. In the end, you know, I'm comfortable saying this. There are times of year when the deals are really great and when the incentives are bigger than others, But truthfully, you know, there's great deals almost all the time. There are incentives all the time at every dealership. And so they're going to peak at various times when the markets are biggest. Those are typically a lot of times for trucks in this part of the country. We have Truck Month in March for Ford. That'll also be a national sales event for Toyota. Usually the summer months we'll have a peak in late August when we'll start the model year end close down,
right?
And then the year end event. So, and there might be another event that pops in there. That's kind of how the manufacturers are going to do it. Have about three or four big events in a year. We have these months and these incentive cycles through months that we all work in, and we our financial. Reports for the dealership are monthly based, so we start and finish things on a month, and we have our goals set for each month.
Sure.
So there is this natural cadence of monthly stuff, and that's what drives most of the sales, so to speak. But you know, as we've talked before, I mean, the guys out there yelling and screaming, saying they're having the biggest sale they've ever had every day. You know, it becomes a little bit.
A little incredulous at times. You can't have the biggest sale every day, 365 days a year.
Yeah, I'm a little skeptical of that myself. And that's why we try not to yell and scream, why we don't focus on that. You may see us advertising specific deals and values. We like to do great payment ads because it's a good example of what you can actually buy a car for. We love to focus on the value-added stuff that we do because I think that's where really people make their decision. Is, do I trust this guy? Are they going to take care of me after I buy the car? You know, is it a fair price? Am I getting what I need for my trade? You know, those are the key variables, right? And then getting the right car is probably the hardest part. I mean, that to me is the challenge in today's world with all the models and all the choices that you've got.
Do you think your grandfather would have fun selling cars in 2017?
I'm sure he would. Yeah, no, I mean, because he loved the people, and he was, you know, that's what he was great at, and he was really a people person. And whether it was somebody that had worked for him for just a few days or for a lifetime, or somebody in the community, I mean, he was a people person, and he really built strong connections and loved to be a part of your life, and so he would love it today. Yeah. You know?
Well, I know we talk frequently on anniversary time about some of the things that have been important in history, like a letter from Henry Ford, you know, to Mr. Dungess, and some of the things that historically have made the dealership special somewhere.
Well, we've got so much of that, and the legacy is real. I mean, and just 3 generations is not a common thing anymore in any business. In a place like Bartlesville, it's probably more common than in some other places because we have a special community. But it's one of those things we're proud of, and keeping it going is every day is really critical.
It is. And community involvement. When we start listing the number of activities that either you or a member of the family staff has involved in this law, in this nonprofit, in this cause, in something going on in the community, the people of the dealership are involved in what's going on.
Well, that's so important to us, is to reach out and be involved with people doing what they do. And that's, you know, stuff we mentioned, the baseball team earlier, that's one of those all kinds of youth sports programs. So we love to work with our customers and with the people out there in the community. And so a lot of times we're listening to you, and we get a lot of requests from our customers, and that's really where most of this starts, is from our employees and customers. They work together, they bring stuff to me, you know, and then we've got the ones we always do, we'll have a bunch of them coming up here. The livestock shows will get going in the next few weeks. We've got the Westside Community Center's got all that jazz coming. We've got some of us are going to jump in the cold water at the polar plunge.
Sure.
We've got
people need to
know, if you're thinking, what happened to the Price Tower Gala? That's something I've been to for many years.
Yes.
And it's usually this time of year.
It is.
But we're going to do it later this year. It's going to be later in March. You should be getting an announcement on that soon. That's something that I was talking to Scott about this week. We definitely need to get that word out. So let everybody know that. There's lots of other stuff coming up too, and you know that's great thing about Bartlesville. There's so many great things happening, and you know we had the Big Brothers Big Sisters in here last week, and I know they were they're working really hard at Rotary. This week we had the Bartlesville Education Promise mm-hmm. people come, and they're working with the Big Brothers, Big Sisters.
Glenn Bonner and Charlene were just in here about an hour ago talking about it.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, so I mean, this overlaps, and it's a great thing about our community.
I just got information this morning on Shamrock the Ville 2017 coming up in March. So
awesome.
You know, it's just the calendar just keeps rolling along, doesn't it?
Oh yeah, no, and we've got there's a couple things going on at the schools. I know Central mm-hmm. Middle School is going to have a race here right. in the next few weeks, and maybe Western Heights. Something like that.
And the Run the Streets program working toward their half marathon. So
that's right.
Yeah, different things going on. And, of course, like you said, we're not that far away from baseball. And for Legion baseball coming up in the summertime.
We've got to get through the rest of basketball first and soccer. That's where we are right now.
We are.
Going to the soccer field a lot in our family.
No doubt. And soccer is big in Bartlesville. It has been for a lot of years. Back to the car business just for a moment. This time of year, so far, we haven't had the winter blast other than this past weekend. And we kind of dodged a bullet on that. But it will come. And you're there to help people make sure that their vehicle is ready to meet whatever winter.
Well, what you need to be watching out for now are things like your battery and mm-hmm. things like your tires. You want to make sure you've got good tires so that you don't have a problem with ice or slipping on the road. But your battery is super critical. Windshield wipers. Mm-hmm. Go ahead and bring your vehicle in for the 995 oil change. We'll do a complete multi-point inspection of your vehicle and let you know if it needs anything.
And that includes that battery check.
It includes the battery check. And we really can check the amperage of the battery so we can tell. I mean, it may, as far as you know, it started, right?
Right.
got here.
Yeah.
But it may not the next time. There is a point at which it started one time and it didn't the next,
and
right?
Frequently, it's a surprise situation. It worked fine this morning.
And we see that all the time. But you can tell with an amperage test whether the battery is actually nearing the end of its ability to keep firing for you.
And again, check out the charging system and everything else along
that's
the way.
That's right. Yeah. We do the whole thing. And if we do a tire rotation for you, we can get in there and visibly inspect the brakes too, mm-hmm. Which is obviously super critical. But
sure.
Those are the things we want to look at this time of year. Often a lot of times people might have if you have a newer vehicle, they'll check your tire pressure light may come on mm-hmm. when temperature changes like we experienced this time of year with
right.
all the fronts going through. So if that light is coming on and off, you want to take that seriously. You never know if you really have a tire problem.
Mm-hmm.
Could be just a slow leak or something, or it may be just temperature pressure changes. If that's happening a lot, we can. There's a product where we can install nitrogen in your tire that'll mm-hmm. actually stop that from happening, and we do that on all our vehicles.
And that's something that you've been offering now for quite some time. Mm-hmm. Also, just this time of year, I'm sorry, accidents happen, and we haven't spotlighted your complete collision center for quite a while. You're a preferred provider for most insurance companies.
We work with every insurance company, and we do have a world-class body shop. We're constantly investing in our technology. And
you mentioned how many years it's been recently, and I said, really? I was over there, I think, for the opening of that.
15 years ago. It seems new to me, too. But I guess relative to the Toyota building, it's really not. But it is one of the newest body shops around still, and it does have world-class equipment, got great paint booths, great trained, certified technicians, mm-hmm. a lot of experience in our body shop. My Uncle Joe Dillon is the manager. They're a great team, and they've been doing it a long time. Many great loyal customers, and so if you do need a body shop, I'd be sure to give them a shout and let them know what you need.
Yeah, absolutely. We've just got about 2 minutes left. It's been a long time since we've really spotlighted what goes on with anything branded Lincoln. And
we were just talking about Lincoln yesterday with Bruce and Rob and the team. We've got great expectations for Lincoln. The Continental is out. And you might see one or two of them around town now. It's a great, great vehicle. We've got one in stock right now. We're doing great with the Lincoln product, Continental, MKX, MKC. Our Lincoln commitment is really strong, and it comes with that service commitment to you, where you get the concierge service, you get pickup and delivery, a wash and vac on your vehicle, a complimentary loaner every time your vehicle's in service if you need it, and you know, and we try to really deliver a luxury experience to our Lincoln customers, and that's something we're committed to.
It is, and when you look at what Ford did with the Continental, it shows Ford's commitment to not only what Lincoln is today, but the traditions that have made Lincoln what it
was. Well, I think that's a great point, because this is really our flagship vehicle, and Continental goes back to the heydays of Lincoln, and when Lincoln was the premier luxury brand in the world. And, you know, it's one of those things that is a great American luxury brand, and having that product like Continental, that's really a flagship sedan, is really important to a luxury brand. And you know, we've done really well with Lincoln since we kind of turned the corner maybe 5 or 6 years ago, and we've got a great product now. But you need that one, the like the Continental, that stands out, and there's kind of the leader. It's a design leader. It's really a beautiful vehicle. It's got great technology. We've got so much other good stuff coming. So
it just seemed to be the second half of the word, Lincoln Continental. It just all flowed together. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Charlie. Have a great day.
All right.
American Heritage Bank, now serving the Osage region of Bartlesville, Pawhuska, and Barnstall.
This is KWON Bartlesville and 93.